Welcome to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share my recent conversation with Ann Joseph. Ann is a second-year student in our full-time MBA class of 2021, and she is also the president of the Global Business and Culture Club. Ann and I recently connected via Zoom to talk more about her background, how she decided to pursue an MBA, what led her to Darden, and what the Global Business and Culture Club has been up to this year. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here's my interview with Ann Joseph. Ann, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brett. I'm very, very excited to be here.
It's great to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here and for taking time out of your day. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing really well today, especially because we finally had our first real snow day. Thank goodness it happened, at least in my second year here at Darden. They do say second year best year, and it lived up to that. So a Sunday morning yesterday, a few of my classmates, like, we got our masks on and our gloves fit, and we walked into Darden, and like we took like iconic photos in front of the school with all the snow around. So yeah, we're doing really, really happy after experiencing snow for the first time with a bunch of my classmates yesterday.
You're right. It has not snowed as much as it historically has over the past couple of years. I think even just as a staff member, I mean, I'm based here in DC, but it was great to have some snow on the ground and just hanging out inside, but still makes for nice scenery. I've also found in these colder months, the mask has a certain, warm element to it. So it's not a bad compliment in these colder months.
Right. It's funny you say that, Brett, because I definitely realized like the multipurpose of wearing a mask, because it did shield me from a lot of snowball attacks too yesterday. So that was fun. But yes, I'm doing great. Great snow day. Finally experienced snow here in the US.
Well, Anne, let's start with your story. We're going to get into some of your activities a little bit in sort of the second half of this conversation, but let's set the stage a little bit here. Tell us more about you. What was your background before coming to Darden?
Yeah, for sure. So I am originally from a small coastal town in the deep down south of India, from a state called Kerala. Growing up, I was like fascinated by like small businesses, just the general culture of my state and how like, you know, that interacted with the economy. So I decided to go deeper into like the commerce and economics field. And interestingly, this is pretty deviating from the popular tracks in India of engineering and medicine, but I knew this is where I wanted to be. So after my undergrad in economics from the University of Madras in South India, I had like three unique phases in my career before getting to Darden. So in my first phase, I started my career with Goldman Sachs in their investment banking operations space. Out there, it was a very fascinating experience because I got to work very closely with traders in Europe, Middle East, and Asian regions, working for Goldman Sachs, and worked in very interesting syndicated loan trade process. Worked with a very high performing team and like developed very interesting like process management skills there. I really loved the fast paced nature of my work, but I somehow felt the urge to use the skills I developed there to work on something that I was like truly passionate about. I'm a proud daughter and granddaughter of social workers. So I did a complete 180 and launched my own retail social venture. So that was the second phase of my career. And it was focused on social entrepreneurship and socioeconomic development. I ran an online boutique with a social cause, and it was situated in like the very competitive Indian clothing retail space. But it got me to remain nimble and like make critical decisions as a leader of a 70 plus women workforce. I exited out of my venture when these women were capable of running their own businesses. And I exited by partnering them with like the local garment factories that were outsourcing tailoring work. So this is also a time when I got an opportunity to study abroad for the first time. I was awarded the UK government's Commonwealth Scholarship, and I pursued my grad studies in international development. It's kind of the first time I like interacted with people from all over the world in a location best regarded as best situated for international studies. And I really found myself drawing closer to understanding kind of like the corporate's involvement in socioeconomic development. So that was kind of like, you know, like the second phase of my career. And then I moved into my third phase, which is rather a serendipitous one, because 4 years ago, I moved to the US when my husband Ryan was actually an MBA student here at Darden. So I actually came to Darden as a partner. When I got to move here, I also got to work at Darden as the lead business analyst for the school, managing two of Darden's KPIs. One was the rankings, and the other one was like Darden's like global positioning. So this phase of my career was pretty serendipitous. I never thought I would end up in higher ed, but I made the best out of the opportunity when I was here as a student's partner, and also got to experience the MBA vicariously through my husband's experience and see if it will be a good fit for me. So those were my three unique phases of my career before becoming a student here at Darden.
It's so interesting to hear about your experience first as a partner and now as a student. What would you say to partners who are thinking about joining their student here in Charlottesville? I mean, having been in both seats, or what would you say to students about advice for their partners or for them as they navigate this decision together?
For sure. I think this is a very, very interesting opportunity where, see how the MBA experiences for your partner going through the school and then kind of like determine whether this is what you'd want to do. And I've had so many conversations with people who are like on the fence and were successfully converted to becoming Darden students too. And I think the best part about that, the aspect of going to school either together or a year apart is that like, you're able to kind of like really maximize on, your family's experience of Darden, because you're seeing how one person is going through it, and you're able to support that person while you are preparing for the same MBA experience. And for me, when Ryan went through business school first, I learned from him on what he succeeded in, but at the same time also understood, okay, this is how I want to define my own MBA experience. So we still had very different experiences, but we were able to like kind of understand, okay, like tag team and take on like, what are the things that I want to work on and that could like complement your partner's MBA experience.
Well, how did you decide that an MBA was the right next step for you?
Yeah, so this kind of takes me back to like that phase two of my career when I was running my social venture. I was fortunate to have a great network of like friends and mentors who like kind of helped me like manage like, the business aspect of my venture along the way. But there were definitely a lot of moments like in my conversations with them where I kind of did not understand like certain business terms that they will be like extremely comfortable with. It took me a while to get a grasp over it. So I knew that I wanted to fill this gap. And that was when I first considered doing an MBA. The second experience that like really cemented my need for wanting to do an MBA was actually when I moved here to the US. I had this like really golden opportunity to kind of like, reset and refresh like my career plans to something that, one, I'm just more passionate about, and two, that has especially a very promising future, whether it's here in the US or even globally. And the MBA just stood out as like that next best step at that time. So it was like those two reasons that got me to deciding on an MBA at Darden at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the next question. I mean, I know you were working at Darden and your partner was a Darden student. What ultimately convinced you that Darden was where you wanted to be?
Yeah, so I mean, as cliched as it may sound, it was definitely the people here at Darden and also like the Charlottesville community. So Bradley, you know, like I mentioned, I grew up in a small town and I just loved the integration of like school and work and home. Like it was all like, you know, one thing that was life. And I kind of thrived in that, like, you know, that kind of safe space of like learning and growing. And I, you know, when I moved here, this was like kind of like the, in 2017, when I moved here, that was kind of like the first time I was like away from home. And I was like, you know, yearning for like, you know, that kind of a safe space. I went through a lot of like very, very big life situations at that point. You know, I definitely leaned a lot onto my Charlottesville community and my Darden community when I was a partner and staff. And I just felt like a very strong connection with the school. You know, I got that that same kind of feeling of, you know, being at home, away from home. That's how I knew that, like, this is a very special place. But like the second and like kind of like the most defining moment was when I actually went and had a classroom experience. I thought this was, you know, just another class visit. I did this at like other business schools as I was like considering other schools along with Darden during my application process. But I just really was fascinated by how like students like shared their opinions, debated ideas and came to a consensus. And it really was fascinating because, like, you know, they were in that hot seat and like was like directing conversations and being in that situation of protagonist. And, you know, when I moved here, like this, I wanted an opportunity like that because I wanted that inner confidence that I have in me to come out every single day in every single conversation and not take a backseat as how I notice in other schools where, you know, you're like in a lecture kind of a hall. So that was like, you know, that definitely was that kind of defining moment that, okay, firstly, I feel like really safe and I feel like this is like home to me. And the second thing of like, you know, I'm here to build my business acumen. And I really got to see that in the class that day. It was with Professor Dennis Yang and it was a global economies class. And I just knew it. Like I was sold at that moment. that was how I decided on Darden.
Certainly not the first person on one of these podcasts who said, you know, what sold me on the decision was my class visit and spending some time in the classroom. We know that that is something that can have a lot of impact for our prospective students. I wonder what it was like as a first year student, adjusting to life as someone in the, you know, going through the case method, perhaps for the first time and balancing a lot of things. People talk a lot about the competing priorities that first year students have between school and social life and obviously job search. What was that like for you?
Yeah. So first year was like, I feel like we were kind of in a time warp, to be honest. Like things are going so fast. Well, at the same time, I was like, oh, we just started. Like it felt like we just started a few weeks ago and it's already been like months. So I feel that like, you know, it was kind of like the right level of intensity for an extremely rewarding experience. Especially, you know, when I think about like the first two of the three core quarters in first year, it was definitely kind of like the boot camp. And anyone attending the school would attest that is kind of the experience. But along with this whole like this boot camp and like the rigor of, you know, understanding like the business acumen, it was also those quarters where I made my closest friends. It's this kind of feeling of like, you know, being down in the trenches together. I've heard about this term and like, you know, that camaraderie of like, you know, helping each other out and being there together. And I honestly, for the first time in my life, I experienced that. You know, a lot of situations from the academics front, like I found out like who are the members of my learning team, and we each one of us were from different from each of the five sections of our class. And every evening, you know, we came together and worked on like the three cases for the following day, sharing from each other's opinion and really getting to build on our understanding and my personal confidence on like getting ready to perform the next day. It's like they helped me, they put on my suit and my shield to prepare me for the next day's class. So that kind of like that strength of your classmates coming together to help you out to prepare in academics, it was honestly very refreshing for me, for someone coming from a bit more of a traditional learning environment where like learning is more competitive among students. This is so refreshing. This kind of like the camaraderie and support, it like trickled into other aspects of first year as well. And think about recruiting. I had a core group of buddies who, we all like recruited either for the same city or the same firm. And we were kind of like our buddies in multiple ways. Like for instance, they had people who would catch any blind spots that I had at a networking circle. And I would do the same for that friend and have a debrief after the networking conversation that, hey, did you mean this or did you mean that? Because it felt a bit differently. And catching all of that and really helping each other out, it was honestly so fascinating. Again, something I've never experienced, usually it's like a little bit more competitive. People were just there to help me out. So again, I would say that like it was, first year was definitely pretty intense, but it was still such a rewarding experience. And I'm so glad I went through it. And I just got overall a lot more confident in myself and portraying my true self to everyone. So yeah, that was definitely, my first year.
What section were you?
Yeah, I'm in section E. So we bleed black and yellow. Those are our colors. And I'm wearing black right now. I know y'all can't see me, but very close to my section.
What was your favorite section, Norm, or your favorite thing that you did as a section to celebrate?
Oh my gosh, I have too many. So I tried two. I'm sorry, Brett. I know you asked me for one. So one was this on the academic side. At Darden, it's just so unique that actually whenever a professor asks a question, you usually have at least 5% of the class raising their hand. Sometimes, this hand raise could seem a little intimidating to other people to share their opinion. So one of the norms we very uniquely have in Section E is that we're not going to be the ones who just quickly raise a hand and just take over any sort of a cold call or a question. We'll warm up to it so that we give our classmates around us an opportunity to also raise their hands and not take over or like vulture around and take over any cold call. So I think that kind of an environment to have more people share their thoughts was one thing we very strongly believe that we should do as a section, which we continue to do. It is a norm that is proudly passed down to us from the class of 2020 to 21. I believe it's also part of the current class of 2022 as well. The other one, so I spoke about the academic one. The other one is more about the strength of the section on a more a social or a personal front. Every Thursday, our section spent during our second breaks, our section spent 15 minutes of our time to kind of talk about a very close story of any one of our section mate. Like we would give them an opportunity to share about any sort of an experience that they've had in their past. It's kind of how you would see the humans of New York or the humans of Darden, any topic that they want to go into more depth on for 15 to 20 minutes. I shared my story with my classmates, a lot of us actually shared every Thursday for the pretty much the entire year. And those were really interesting moments that brought all of us close together. And I got to know a lot more, in further depth about my classmates, and really am very appreciative of them too, to be vulnerable in that space. And through that, achieve a more stronger bond as a section. So yeah, those are two of my section norms, section traditions that I really like.
Well, thank you for sharing those. We've talked about Humans of Darden here on the podcast. And for those of you who have not had a chance to hear that episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It's a great example of how people bring their whole self to the community, and students' willingness to be vulnerable with each other and to share and to open up. We like to think that that's such an important part of the learning experience. That's really when you transform as a person, when you can sort of open up and ask for help, or say, I'm having a hard time with this, or, let people in to your experience. And so it's cool to hear that y'all were doing that as a section, Anne.
Yes. 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 Very happy to do that.
So, Anne, what did you do this past summer?
Yeah. So this summer I got to intern at Walmart in their merchandising operations division. And I got to work very closely with some of the products that were very, the hotter COVID essential products for Walmart. And it was absolutely fascinating because one, I got to first, put to practice what I actually just learned a few months before I started my internship, during the core quarters at Darden. So it was really interesting to see, how I was able to put to implementation what I just learned. And two, it was just, I'm still extremely grateful that, Darden's Career Center was able to bring all these very interesting opportunities to work. And I got to work at the world's largest supply chain network with Walmart when, I gradually started developing that interest to try that out. So all in all, it was a great summer experience, and it further reinforced my interest in going into the general management track. And I'll be working for another company once I graduate from Darden.
Well, excellent. Where will you be going post-graduation?
Yeah, so I'm going to be working with Envista, which was Danaher's dental platform that spun out Danaher in 2019 and is now its own holding corporation. Envista works with medical devices and overall the dental space, and it's based in Orange County in California. So I'm going to be sadly moving to the West Coast, leaving Charlottesville. Charlottesville's very close to my heart. This is where I've spent most of my life here in the U.S. But it's going to be a different experience, and I'm very excited for that too.
One of the reasons we invited you on the podcast, not just to talk about your story, but also to talk about your leadership. You are the president of the Global Business and Culture Club, and this club does a lot at Darden. One thing that happens, always a highlight of the fall, is the Global Food Festival, which looked a little bit different this year. You want to talk a little bit more about what the Global Food Festival is and how you managed a virtual version of this year?
Yeah, absolutely, Brett. So yes, Global Food Festival is one of the flagship events that we have as part of the Global Business and Culture Club. Usually, during a non-virtual time, we would have about 600 people participate with representation from at least 25 to 30 countries, showcasing their authentic, ethnic cuisine and traditional costumes and cultural performance. It's a wonderful a half day event on a Sunday with a lot of these interesting performances. And it's also very perfectly situated kind of at the start of the academic year, so that when everyone comes together, domestic and international students with various intersectionalities too, and you all come together and have that that first platform, that's what the Global Food Festival is. We try to ensure that we provide that similar kind of platform this time around in the virtual setting too. And interestingly, there were some things that worked actually really well in a virtual setting. Sadly, we couldn't taste as much food as we usually would have. But other than that, like this year, like I think like some of the greatest hits, then I give all credits to my brilliant board of like 8 of my classmates. Some of the things that worked really well was first, we got to actually have very different like cooking showcases where, you know, on a Zoom room, we had multiple breakout rooms where students could like go and check out how food is made in different parts of the regions and like, you know, understand very closely from them and also like create similar dishes at home while at the same time also having like a sort of a global trivia game going in parallel as well. So it was a very fun experience where you like not only like had that kind of that experiential learning of cooking something similar, you also got to learn a lot about like, you know, what those cultures represent. Another interesting thing, especially with the virtual environment that we got to do, was we had entertainment from all around the world. And some were even shot in like, you know, that part of the world. We got like a masterclass on like, you know, on making mezcal from Mexico, all the way to like, you know, some of our, like one of our professor played the ukulele. and there was just a lot more diversity of like just like showcases that we got to have through the Global Food Festival this year. And this goes like, you know, ties very closely to like the mission of the Global Business and Culture Club, where, you know, we just want to create an opportunity for classmates to have real talk about life in different parts of the world, you know, where they're coming from, and kind of have this like sense of belonging here at Darden, even as we, you know, come from different backgrounds, that, you know, you matter, your background matters, and we want to give, you know, each one of you an opportunity to share about the good stuff, the not so good stuff, and understand that, you know, actually, however different we may look and past experiences are, there are a lot of things that we actually share in similarity. So that's kind of like the mission, and the Global Food Festival, the flagship event, you know, is a great start in sharing that mission.
Yeah, as I mentioned, one of the highlights always of the year, it's great to hear that y'all were able to still execute on the event in this socially distant, physically distant COVID-19 world. It's been one of the great stories, at least for me and here on the podcast, to talk with clubs and organizations and all the people who, you know, manage sort of extracurricular life of the school, and the fact that this has stayed operational. With some creativity, with some resiliency, but nevertheless stayed operational even during this period of time. And so a real credit to your organization and your leadership. And I wonder what else y'all have been up to this year.
Yeah, well, we did not let COVID or anything stop us from not just providing what we usually do. We also came up with new initiatives as well. I'll talk about two specifically. One is something that was existing that we, you know, carried forward, and that's the Globetrotters series. This is like usually it's a periodical like lunch and learn kind of session where, you know, few classmates, say 2 to 3 classmates from a particular region of the world, just share about like how life was in that region, like, you know, going from like the politics to the economics to kind of like, you know, the culture, the costumes, the clothing. It's a very interesting, very informative, very packed session, that 1 hour where, you know, those 2 to 3 students will get to share about like their home. And the bonus element to that is that you also get to have food from that region while we like understand about that region as well. Of course, during COVID times, it's the food element has looked a bit differently, but we've still been like pretty innovative in trying to offer food either as like snacks from that region getting sent over to homes or things like that. The other new initiative that we had particularly, you know, considering this is the virtual times, was we started off something called the Global Screening Series, where is again is a periodical, like it's a an event where every other week we watch a video together as classmates. We come together virtually to watch either a documentary or a TV show, or even like a set of advertisements from a particular region that portray a certain aspect of that region, and then, you know, we go into further discussions of, you know, how, you know, watching that felt to people who are you know, complete like a different audience, or also they could like relate to something like that. Our first global screening series was with in collaboration with the Darden Africa Business Organization, DABO. It happened actually last week as part of DABO's like flagship week of events called the Africa Business Week. We started the series actually with a topic which is a very tough topic that is difficult to, like, you know, discuss on an everyday basis. But it was those hard conversations. It was actually the documentary that we chose to play was a documentary on like kind of like the impacts of colonization in Africa, particularly the country of Nigeria. But like the conversations that led from that was so thought provoking, and also, you know, gave us some inputs on how we can actually take next steps, like take action, even from, like, you know, not even if you're not part of like the African continent, also to take action when you go into your regular, like, you know, job after Darden too. Like to think about, like, you know, when are you make a decision, like how do you think about stakeholders that may not necessarily just be part of your company, but like the locality that you're going to be around. So it was so fascinating, Brett, and the people who attended it really, really liked it. And we've gotten a flood of compliments coming in, and we want to try this out more. So this is just one of many examples that a lot of clubs here at Darden are doing, of being very innovative during these COVID times, and, you know, making the best out of like all the opportunities that we could do virtually. So it's been great. And again, we've only been successful because, you know, all these regional clubs that we collaborate with are also very excited to do this. And we're able to do more together.
That's great to hear. And I think one of the things that has been incredible to me, I mean, I came from a law school background, been at Darden for about 6 years, but just all the global diversity in the MBA program. I mean, just people are from all over the world. And I mean, we certainly experience it as admissions folks. We get to talk to people all over the world, and these people matriculate and come to Darden and bring all of that with them in Charlottesville. It's great to hear all the things that the Global Business and Culture Club doing to sort of foster this kind of exchange of ideas and experiences. What attracted you to your role, Anne, as president?
Yeah. Well, two main things. I think personally for me, I kind of identify myself as a global citizen. You know, I've lived, worked, or like studied in three different continents. And I really like the idea of, like, you know, knowing that even though we're like, you know, I meet people who are from like very, very different backgrounds, there's just a lot of like similarities that we actually have experienced. Finding those, you know, those similarities, and also, like, you know, complementing like the differences that, you know, we all have in kind of working together. And I've absolutely loved working with my Global Business and Culture Club board. We are 8 people from seven different countries. It is such a diverse board, not just like in like the countries we represent, but also like the just the complete package, like the backgrounds that we're from. You know, I've been really able to, you know, live out that the ambition that I have of, you know, kind of like being more of that global citizen. On a professional front, you know, I would love to, you know, learn, and also while learn, you know, give opportunities to kind of develop that global business mindset. I was able to, you know, when I was looking at, like, you know, different clubs and like leadership, I was very closely aligned to like the GBCC's mission. That was kind of the, on the professional side front, like a reason for me to like to be associated with the club, because I want to personally get that, and I want and I'm here. I'm having an opportunity to kind of lead in that space while also, you know, personally achieve that for my future career as well. And you know, we are so fortunate to be in a network of like similar global enthusiasts who like have such fascinating conversations when we all come together in small groups, obviously socially distanced, and discuss about like a lot of like global topics. So yeah, that's what attracted me to this role.
Well, what are you looking forward to in the months ahead, either, you know, with the organization or just even personally?
Yeah, so for me, for my club, I am very excited for the opportunities to collaborate with other regional clubs at Darden. I actually just like sent off another email to the regional clubs on like new initiatives that we could do together. And you know, this is like kind of as I'm in my last semester here, a lot of like, you know, club presidents and I, we have this like sense of like wanting to do more, and the only way we could do it is like, you know, when we like come together and create new plans. I am looking forward to to working with more of the regional clubs that we have here at Darden, and bring people from that club to the center stage and have an opportunity for people from one region to understand clubs that are sharing about another region too. So very excited to do more collaborations. On the academics front, I want to I've like very tactically selected classes where I would get to contribute more in like very tough discussions and discussions around like just around probably like leadership opportunities or even like, you know, just general management and operations kind of work. This is going to be my last time to kind of learn in a low stake environment. I wouldn't say last time. I think we will always have more chances as well, but still very special, like, you know, time before I get into my first job. So I want to make the best out of that in the academics front, in like, you know, contributing more in those tough discussions and not sitting back. And the third, on the personal front, I really want to strengthen the bonds I have with who I would call my personal board of advisors, ranging from my section mates, my other classmates, my learning team buddies, and my professors. Darden is like, you know, what makes Darden, like I said, is the people. And I want to just have the some more interactions with them and like, you know, let them know that, you know, they mean a lot to me, and have more interactions with them. And and so that I can like, you know, really reach out to them in a continued basis after Darden too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're not slowing down here as you enter the final semester. And we asked the same last question of all of our guests. I wonder if there's a piece of advice that you would share with our prospective student listeners, something that you think they should be thinking about.
Specifically, like, I definitely think that Darden is a truly transformative experience. And by that, I mean in all fronts possible. I mean, there are good business schools out there, but I feel so confident that I made the best choice with Darden, because it's made me well-rounded in all the fronts that you need when you go into a business school, whether it's your academics, your career progression, or your personal leadership. I'm so confident that, you know, I was able to, you know, get the best of all these like three like main pillars, I would call it, here at Darden. There are so many opportunities that are just like built into the experience that just lets you to have that truly transformative experience. That's, speaking from my own experience. And the other thing is like, I'm like beginning to like just further realize that the value of an MBA is kind of revealed throughout your professional journey. Getting into business school is just the first step, and even graduating is again just like one next step after that, and there's just so much more that like lies ahead for us, and the future looks very promising. And I want to wish everyone listening to this, the best as they take their first step, and really hope that I get to see them at Darden.
Well, Anne, thank you for joining us on the podcast to share more about your story and your experience and talk about what the Global Business and Culture Club has been up to. It's been a very busy year for you. So, congratulations on all the stuff that you've been working on. That's incredible. And good luck as you finish up a busy last semester.
Thank you, Brett. I'm very excited to finish strong.
And that was my interview with Anne Joseph, a second-year student in our full-time MBA class of 2021. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's Darden, at virginia.edu. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.